The drama makes it interesting.
The facts make it compelling.
The David Madeira Show on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
And Gail McWilliams makes it very encouraging. Good morning, Gail. Welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, David. I am great.
I know you are, because anytime I talk to you, you're great. How do you keep your spirits up when you look at the world around you?
Well, I have a different outlook on life than maybe most. I think a lot of people feel like they're stuck in this time in history, stuck with whatever they're doing today, whether it be their career, their marriage, or decisions they've made. But the truth of the matter is they're not stuck, but strategically positioned for this hour. And when you see that, David, you'll live life totally different.
Strategically positioned. What is it about your background that gives you that kind of, in the face of what we're looking at, that gives you that kind of hope and courage?
Well, many years ago, I had to make a choice. I was pressed by a medical decision to either keep the child that I was carrying, I was 4 months pregnant, or save my eyesight. And it was a tough decision. I had to make it immediately. And the doctor said, Gail, you have to choose between your baby or your eyes. I said, I choose my baby. What was interesting is that little baby, long ago, was really the gateway then to three more siblings that came after her. And that particular child is now our only married daughter, and she and her husband have given to us three incredible grandchildren. So in the middle of losing my eyesight gradually, my vision has become even more keen. And really, David, what we have to do is live life with vision that sees way beyond today, way beyond ourselves, and even maybe our own convenience or comfort, but to live with a legacy in mind, and also to live knowing that what we're doing today will impact others. And that's why I'm here this morning, because I just have a brand new book release called Stuck or Positioned, It's Your Choice. And I think that you have to understand that you have a choice in life. Maybe yours isn't as dramatic as choosing the baby within the womb. And now the proof of the pudding that that was an awesome decision. But possibly you have a greater decision today to face, or maybe a smaller one. It's just the fact that if you're aware that the decision you make today will impact other people and that life's not all about you, that's a starting point for living life with purpose on purpose.
Gail, I have to say what you're saying really resonates with me. I know that when I'm feeling stuck, it's almost always because I've got my thumb in my mouth and I'm curled up in the fetal position over in the corner because I'm thinking about my problems. I'm thinking about how am I going to pay the rent, or where am I going to get the money to get my kids through school, or how am I going to get a promotion or a pay raise? And you're saying that's looking at the wrong things.
Well, I think it's short-sighted, and that's the thing about you visual people, you drive me nuts. I mean, really. You know, you're not going to go unless you see, and you're not going to believe unless you see. And the truth of the matter is, you're focused on only one thing. It may be true that you're in the middle of a challenge, and I don't deny that. But is there a bigger picture that's being, you know, in front of you? Listen, David, I never dreamed that I would speak across the nation and some internationally as well, be the author of several books, and then also be a radio host myself across the nation. I never dreamed that that would be the case, but here's what I found out. I've been dropped into a blind world that only sees what they want to see. They overlook potential, and sometimes they're very short-sighted, like what you talked about. And the truth of the matter is, what we need to say is, okay, what gifts do I have to bring to the table today? People may say, well, you know, I really am not gifted. That's not true. You have a lot within you. It just hasn't come forth yet. So I think it's an opportunity to not only have some different perspective on life, but to also have a joy about it. David, I don't get it. How do people just simply exist and survive when this is an hour when they should be soaring? Anybody could have this time in history. They don't. It's you.
Gail,
anybody could have your position. It's you.
Gail, when you were faced with that difficult decision, was there any thought in your mind at all about how consequential it was? You just mentioned all of the things that you do. You're multi-successful, multi-author. You've got your own radio show. You're nationally syndicated. You speak at conferences all across the country. Did any of that stuff cross your mind at that moment when you were in the room with the doctor and he said, you've got to abort this baby to save your eyesight?
No, none of it. And in fact, as I said, it was a difficult decision in some ways, and then it was a no-brainer in other ways. To say, wait a minute, you know, life is always a gift. But I had no idea what my life would bring and how You know, a lot of people think that motivation and inspiration is all about hype. No, it's about a life message. And I know this, if I can, anybody listening to me can. And that's why I spend so much time writing on a brand new book that comes out in August, David. It's called Stuck or Positioned, It's Your Choice. And the reason for the book is really a life message that I've been giving for years, depending on what you want to look at. Because here's a key. I'll just give you a key of the book. Stuck and positioned are actually the same place. It's not about looking for something different. It's the same exact place where you stand today. So you're either going to see that you're limited, that you can't. And by the way, who told you can't? Get that out of your head. That's profanity. Yes, you can.
So stuck is a four-letter word. So what I hear you saying is that it's not about changing my place. I'm stuck or positioned wherever I am. It's about changing my attitude.
Exactly. But, you know, if you wrote in one more book out there that said attitude, I didn't think many people would. You know, here's the deal. Everybody has a picture of what stuck looks like. I can say to you, gosh, I am stuck as a woman who can't see like I want to.
Right.
I'm stuck. You know, I feel like I'm stuck as a woman who can't drive anymore. So guess what? One day I thought, I'm putting my car keys back in my purse because that's a picture of hope. You know, whether it comes by a miracle, medical breakthrough, I don't care. But it put me in a position to go, I'm not living life in despair and hopelessness.
So you carry your car keys in your purse, even though you're blind?
I do. The other day we changed vehicles. We have a Denali now. And so the dealer, he gave my husband both sets of keys. And I go, whoa, one of those are mine.
Over here.
Yeah. And he just laughed. And I said, I'm dead serious. Give me the set. And so, no, I carry that. I'm constantly looking, okay, instead of what can't I do, what can I do? And one thing I've just found a stride in life that I absolutely love. First of all, I love people. I love to encourage them. But I love it to challenge someone who's visual to go, you know what, dude, I think you're a little blind. There's something you've overlooked.
Mm.
And so when you have an attitude in the middle of, okay, I may not see the big picture right now, but something's evolving. There is something bigger. That's really all my presentations that I give in every kind of group, every kind of diverse group, because everyone needs a word of encouragement. You know, Zig Ziglar wrote the foreword to my first book, and one thing Zig always told me, he said, Gail, when you have a word of encouragement, you'll always have a gift to give someone. And that's what this book's about, Stuck or Positioned. It's your choice.
Folks, I'm going to take over now. Gail's obviously pretty good at talking. She has her own talk show, but this is my show. And I'm going to give a little backstory here, if you don't mind. GailMcWilliams.com is the website. If you do /stuck, it'll take you right to pre-order for the new book. I get a lot of people on this show, Gail. I interview probably half a dozen to a dozen people a week. Most of them I don't know personally. I've known you personally for, 30 years now?
A lot.
Well, we're both 32, so yeah, about 30 years. We met as babies in the nursery. Folks, I will tell you that I have known Gail for a very long time. I've done business with Gail. I've worked on projects with Gail. She's the real deal. There are a lot of times, you know, when your phone rings and you look, at least us sighted people do, Gail. You just take whatever comes. But us sighted people will look at the phone, especially with caller ID, and will make a decision before we answer the phone about what this conversation is going to be like, primarily by virtue of our past experiences with that other person. And sometimes we may just, you know, send it right to voicemail because we're just not up to it. We're just not up to that conversation. Sent Gail to voice. Every time that I talk to Gail, I find myself with a new perspective, a better perspective, a positioned perspective, rather than the four-letter word stuck perspective. And I hope that you'll take the time to get this new book. You've put a little video out on your page. I'll link to that as well on our social media site. But it doesn't matter if you're feeling great about your future or you're feeling bad about your future. After you finish this book, I haven't read it yet, but I'm already certain, knowing Gail for these many decades, that you will be in a better position. You will be more aware of the opportunities that are around you as a result of this book. Gail, I want to thank you for taking the time, not just to come on the show. I know how hard you work traveling and doing all the stuff you do, but taking the time to put your thoughts down on paper for those of us who need to be reminded of what a blessing every day is and every moment is, and don't take things for granted. Thanks so much.
David, thanks for what you do. Looking forward to your syndication across the nation and around the globe.
All right. Thanks, folks. It's Gail McWilliams. GailMcWilliams.com/stuck. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The David Madeira Show on 94.3 FM, The Talker.